July 28th, 2015, I am your Jesus, born incarnate. These are evil times, times when evil masquerades as truth, and truth is represented as evil. It is ideologies which oppose one another. This mission, based upon my two commandments of love, is opposed by those who call themselves Christians. Their reasons are earthbound, and not of the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth. The opposition discredits the truth with a false ideology based upon lies. How difficult it is to find the truth amidst such compromise! Anyone who opposes my commandments of love opposes me. I am the truth. When souls lose sight of this, they are easy prey for Satan's confusion. You cannot base the truth upon title or authority alone. You must depend on my truth, holy love, and not be lured away from it by influential opinions or the discernment of those who claim to investigate but have only closed hearts. Preconceived opinions and personal negative motives do not lend themselves to the discovery of the truth, which is discernment. Title in the world is not synonymous with the truth. The burden of finding the truth rests on each individual. Do not rely on others to do this for you. So many have been misled concerning my mission here out of wicked desires to control, compete, even destroy heaven's intervention. But we do not succumb to untruth. We carry on with courage, as the source of all of this is the God of love and the Spirit of truth. A note is given to read 2 Corinthians chapter 4, 1 through 5 and 8 through 10. The synopsis: in discharging the mission and ministry of holy love, do not lose heart. On the contrary, renounce actions which shame conceals in the dark. Avoid unscrupulous conduct, and do not corrupt the word of God, but make known the truth of Jesus Christ, which is holy love, commending yourself to your examination of conscience according to the Ten Commandments in the sight of God. If the truth is concealed, it is only to those who are perishing, for in their case they have been blinded to truth by their unbelieving hearts and minds, not seeing the light of the gospel of Christ, who is the truth and the image of God. Therefore, in all things, be not distressed in tribulations, destitute when surely pressed, nor feel forsaken when persecuted, but always bear about in your body the dying of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may be made also manifest in your bodily frame. Therefore, having this ministry by the mercy of God, we do not lose heart. We have renounced disgraceful, underhanded ways. We refuse to practice cunning or to tamper with God's word. But by the open statement of the truth, we would commend ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. And even if our gospel is veiled, it is veiled only to those who are perishing. In their case, the God of this world has blinded the minds of the unbelievers to keep them from seeing the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the likeness of God. For what we preach is not ourselves, but Jesus Christ as Lord, with ourselves as your servants for Jesus' sake. We are afflicted in every way, but not crushed, perplexed, but not driven to despair, persecuted, but not forsaken, struck down, but not destroyed, always carrying in the body the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be manifested in our bodies. Scripture verses asked to be read by Jesus.